It occurs that perhaps we need to discuss what governance consists of. What determines the parameters in which it's set? So today we'll talk more about it. We'll be considering whether it's helpful to think of governance as a game in which we play both defense and nascence, i.e., that it's about noticing what's around us that we want to keep and simultaneously seeing what needs to be in order to restore and secure further health, wholeness, and happiness for human beings and the whole planet, i.e., fully developing individualities. I think that if we know this as, hold clearly before our eyes as the goal, fully developing individualities, it will guide quote unquote governance, or whatever word we decide is a better one. This will come up later as well when we talk about the point Karl Popper made in chapter 6 of his volume 1 of The Open Society and Its Enemies, called Totalitarian Justice. His point that the system of class, although he didn't put it exactly like that, rests on and fosters a collectivist rather than an individualistic definition and existence of altruism. This is a particularly needed conversation for us, not just because this is a key piece for us to see in order to understand how the stripping of we the people of our power, the power we are born with, was accomplished, including our happiness with that stripping of our power. You know, how it was accomplished by means of that mental control, quote unquote, or internalized discipline Bentham wrote of, and that to begin again to form our more perfect union requires fully functioning humans. But also, we need an individualistic definition of altruism, also because facing an entrenched power system arguably requires altruism of the individual sort, which power suppresses precisely to forestall such challenges to its rule. That is, the challenge we present in being full, whole humans. And as a future that's free, i.e. one based in whole human beings, requires not just different but opposite operating premises. A future that's free must advance an individualistic definition of altruism, i.e. we don't subserve individualities to tribes, whether that tribe is environmentalist or anarchist. As John Trudell pointed out a few weeks back. And as an aside, please, whoever pulled that file out of the mix, whoever deleted it, we need it. We need John Trudell. There's not too many people who have his insight out there. I look for it every week. I say, oh, maybe that's me back this time. Or if you know where it is, if it's been put somewhere and I just am overlooking it, let me know, folks from BLR who might be listening. And last week we asked, what does it mean for us, this shadow global governance? And as this informal, clandestine, global governance structure exists, what do we propose to do about it? How do we build mutual aid habits going around this massive weight of both states and shadow governance? And I mean that shadow state. There's both the weight of the physical state and the weight of the shadow state, and it's combined. Something we need to start creating our alternatives to, so that we can connect with each other and create the mutual aid that will allow us to develop our humanity. That's what we're here for. And we asked, do we, each one of us, want to develop our own capacities for leadership? Do we want to become big? Which the use and development of our gifts in furthering good fellowship is what brings true happiness. Global governance by the few, we argued, displays a sad, if unsurprising, unwillingness to share. As leadership is a gift we all wear quite handsomely. When allowed to strut our stuff, we joyfully find our strong wings weren't left behind in that dank prison called the forced work system, but were carefully folded and tightly kept for those first few drops of encouragement, so that spirit, refreshed and reset, may once again pursue happiness. And we said that as leadership is a quality inherent in all of us, a right, in fact, inherent in life itself, but the development of which rule forbids and is therefore illegitimate, rule artificially and unnaturally limits our growth. It legislates away, gets in the way of our happiness. And we said that as we are built for honesty, yet forced to accept a system that depends on, is based on duplicity, dishonesty, lies, a system that depends on forcing us to be what we are not, machine-like, and on forcing us to accept the pretense of a system as real, its claim of being what it patently is not, we are prevented by statute from pursuing true happiness, which is living authentically, self-creation. We said that as we are being misled away from authenticity, truth, and away from developing our leadership and our gifts, that we have to begin discussing how to lead ourselves, as becoming big is what brings true happiness. And this is the juncture where we now stand.